Scott Walker campaigned in 2010 and 2012 on a promise he adapted from his Boy Scout days, that he would leave a campsite, meaning the environment, cleaner than he found it. It's a promise that some say is at odds with another Walker pledge to help create 250,000 jobs in the state.
More often than not, we just try to listen to our local leaders and follow along. We're glad the DNR and others were involved with that.
Last week in Germantown, Walker spoke at a ribbon cutting for a company's new distribution center. The building isn't yet ready to be occupied, but it's as far along as it is, partly because the Wisconsin DNR moved more quickly on a wetlands review for the site. The governor says faster reviews are part of a wetlands bill he signed 2 years ago.
It helped speed up the process so that when you've got projects like this, we still want to have wetlands, we still want to have good air, good land, clean water, but we want to do so in a timely fashion.
Democrats called the law the Flood Our Families Act, contending more building in wetlands will boost downstream flooding. It's hardly the only green-tinted controversy during the Walker years. Various groups and individuals are also upset with the governor over his handling of renewable energy, environmental enforcement, wolf hunting with dogs, frac sand mining, and then there's that proposed iron ore mine the GTAC Corporation wants to open near Hurley. At last Friday's debate, Democratic challenger Mary Burke said there was a link between GTAC money and a new mining law that critics say weakens protections for land and water.
What we have seen recently is that there was a secret $700,000 campaign contribution from an out-of-state corporation, and Governor Walker changed the rules so that we had that corporation strip mining in our North Woods.
Governor Walker has denied being influenced by campaign dollars and says the DNR is closely reviewing the still unbuilt mine. Burke declined an interview for this story, but her campaign sent a statement in which she promises to bring together all stakeholders to find the right balance between economic development and our public health and natural resources. Those are welcome words in part of the state troubled by contaminated runoff from big farms. Mashek Creek is a stream that flows through eastern Kewaunee County and into Lake Michigan. Family farm owner Lynn Utesh says the waterway often has elevated levels of bacteria due to liquid manure runoff. Utesh says part of the problem goes back to governors before Scott Walker, but Utesh says Walker hasn't done enough to reduce the pollution, and it's time to see what a Burke administration can do.
We know that what we're going to get if we get a re-election of Scott Walker. Mary Burke, I believe that the minimum we will at least get a new secretary of the DNR and a new secretary of the agriculture, which we could hope would be something better.
One group, the Wisconsin League of Conservation Voters, says it's spending $1 million to spread concerns about Walker's environmental record. The governor insists the campsite is cleaner.
We try to do our smart moves that both sustain the environmental standing that we have in the state, but do so in a way that makes us economically sustainable.
Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.